It's time now to dig into your tweets, comments, and emails from the week. We'll start with Adam's conversation yesterday on the fight over the opening of a Whole Foods market in Jamaica Plain.
The topic stirred up a lot of conversation on our website. Lucas wrote, "As a national chain proven to raise rents wherever it goes, Whole Foods does not represent the kind of businesses that make JP great. Locally owned, locally conscious places like City Feed and Harvest Co-op. I have to drive or hop a train if I want to buy some Gap khakis, but that sure doesn't mean I need a Gap store in my neighborhood."
Cassandra Derby had a different point of view. She said, "Whole Foods is not the cause of gentrification. It is a symptom. It seems obvious that Jamaica Plain would end up going through this. JP is a beautiful place filled with arts and culture, much of which comes from its ethnic and economic diversity. However, whether Whole Foods comes or not, gentrification looms here. We need to be proactive about dealing with the real issue, rising housing costs."
We also talked recycling this week. Recycling rates in Massachusetts vary from as much as 91% in Nantucket, 67% in Needham, to just 13% in Boston. Cynthia LaPan is a listener who doesn't have recycling in her building, so she has to go the extra mile. She writes, "I bring my paper recycling to the paper retriever dumpster and my aluminum to the grocery store and my random glass, plastic bags, and other plastic recyclables to Target. I think that encouraging retailers like Target to offer recycling could go a long way. After all, I purchased the goods and the packaging at a retail store. Shouldn't they accept some responsibility for the effects on the environment?"
On Wednesday, we discussed Massachusetts' role in the Civil War and took you back in time with diary entries from Sergeant Henry William Tisdale.
July 30th, 1862. On Thursday, enlisted as a volunteer in the service of the United States. Soon after the President's call for the 300,000 volunteers, felt it my duty to be one of them. Feel it as much as a Christian as a political duty, and feel that every citizen ought to feel it so.
We found that diary on CivilWarDiary.net, a site created by Mark Farrell. And Mark had this to say, "As I listened to your show on the Civil War, I was very pleased to hear the words of my great-grandfather, Sergeant Henry William Tisdale. I posted his diary on the internet for just this reason, so people could be made aware of what the life of a soldier was like during the Civil War. My great-grandfather survived a bullet wound at South Mountain, Maryland. He was captured and spent time in four rebel prisons, including the infamous Andersonville, Georgia prison. Thank you again, as I enjoyed your show."
It's so interesting to see how the Civil War still lives on because Mark still calls them rebels.
I know.
But Mark also pointed out an error that I made. I said that Tisdale served in the 1st Company 35th Regiment of the Massachusetts Volunteers, but that's wrong. It's actually Company I, as military companies are named for letters of the alphabet, not numbers. So thank you, Mark, for that piece of history. And you can also see photos of his great-grandfather, Sergeant Henry William Tisdale, on our website, radioboston.org.
And if you want to share your comments with us, you can also like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.
Adam's got a Twitter feed as well. You can find him at @aragusea. That's A-R-A-G-U-S-E-A.
Or follow Meghna at MeghnaWBUR. That's MeghnaWBUR.
Or if you want, you can also, of course, follow the show as well. We're at Radio Boston. We have to take a break, but when we come back, New England bats are dying of a fungal disease at an astounding rate.
And that's bad if you're a farmer or, you know, eat food.
We'll tell you why. Stay with us. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea. This is Radio Boston.